This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Jesus, I believe, was baptized as an act of identification, an act to show that he was identifying with you and with me. I read an author who talks about a friend of his in the military, and he said, a friend told me about a miserable moment during his military training. The recruits had been ordered to the rifle range right after a rainstorm. Lying prone in the mud, they shot round after round. My friend said that he reached back in anger for shells from the soldier who was flat in the mud just behind him. Resentment rammed every shell into the chamber, and hate squeezed the trigger. Then perchance, as he reached back for another round, he caught the eye of his companion out of the corner of his eye. He realized it was the company commander. It wasn't just another soldier, it was the company commander. Flat in the mud and passing the shells, the company commander was at one with his men. And here's what this man said: from that time on, I was ready to follow that man even to death. I was ready to follow that man even to death. What did that company commander do? By lying prone in the mud with one of his men, he was showing an act of identification. I'm with you. And the ultimate act of identification is when Jesus took on your sin. And he took on my sin at the cross. And I don't know if you understand it. You don't have to totally understand it. I don't understand it. That all of the sin of the world in general, but all of my sin in particular, was upon Christ at that moment when he died on the cross. You talk about an act of identification is not just his baptism. An act of identification is when he took on your sin and mine upon the cross. When a man grasps that and a woman understands that, something happens in your spirit that doesn't happen at the realization of any other fact of life. Would you listen to that again? When a man or woman realizes that Jesus took on my sin on the cross, there's something that happens in our spirit that doesn't happen through the realization of any other fact of life. It's a holy moment. It's a Kodak moment, to use that expression, when we recognize that Jesus took that on for us. He took that on for us. Let's bring up verse 10. As Jesus was coming up out of the water, he saw heaven being torn open and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. Verse 11, and a voice came from heaven, "You are my son whom I love. With you I am well pleased." I don't know what you think about the Trinity. I believe in the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Here's a moment where the Trinity is together in a sense. God the Father represented in the voice coming out of heaven, God the Son coming up out of the water, and God the Holy Spirit descending on Jesus like a dove. I've had people ask me, what does that mean? I don't think it means necessarily that he came on him like a bird. It was the sense of coming down upon him, lighting upon him. The Spirit of God was there present. I've experienced moments like that, and so have you. Maybe you've been at a funeral and you sense the presence of God coming down on a place. I've been at funerals like that. Maybe you were at the hospital and you were praying with someone and it was a holy moment and you sensed the Spirit of God coming in the room, and it wasn't something just mystical or magical, it was something very real. It was the descending of the Holy Spirit, so to speak. I think it can happen in a family, in a reconciliation. When a family hasn't spoken to one another and there's a coming back together and you sense the Spirit of God descending on a family in a sacred moment. If you're fortunate, you've had those moments in life, and if you're fortunate, you'll have at least one before you die. You'll have a moment like that before you die. Well, this message from Mark, the first chapter, the first message in a new series, What Jesus Did, He Does, continues tomorrow on Cross Hope. God bless you, and thanks for listening.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.